Chapter 13. Everything Becomes Clear. I really wanted to fall asleep that night, but I was too upset. I invented lots of small, strange things, and then a thought came into my head that wasn't like the other thoughts. It was closer to me and louder. I didn't know where it came from, or what it meant, or if I loved it or hated it. What about digging up Dad's empty coffin? So the next day, I went back to see the renter to ask for his help. Over the next few weeks, he and I met in secret and started to plan how we would dig up Dad's coffin. During those weeks, I also continued the lock mission without Mr. Black, and I visited maybe 13 or 14 other Blacks. But the mission wasn't the same. I didn't feel like I was getting closer to Dad, and I'm not sure I believed in the lock anymore. When I got home after visiting Peter Black, after 8 months of searching around New York, I was tired and sad. Mom and Ron were in the living room watching TV. I went to the kitchen to get some ice cream, and I saw the phone. The new phone. I hated it, and hadn't touched it or even looked at it since the worst day. There was a small red light on it, so I pushed the play button.
Hi, this is a message for Oscar Schell. Oscar, this is Abby Black. You were just at my apartment, asking about the key. I wasn't totally honest with you, and I think I might be able to help. Please give...
The message just stopped after, please give. Abby Black was the second Black I had visited, at the very start of the lock mission. Her message had been there for 8 months. I packed my backpack and went into the living room. Mom, I said.
Yes?
I'm going out. I'm not sure when I'll be back, but it could be late.
Okay, she said.
Why didn't she ask me where? Why didn't she try to stop me? It was beginning to get dark, so I was a bit nervous, but I got the subway to Abby Black's house. When I got there, the front door was open a little, like she knew I was coming. But of course, she couldn't know that, so why was the door open?
Hello? Is anyone there? It's Oscar Schell, I called.
She came to the door.
Hello, Oscar, she said. I thought you weren't going to call me back. It's been months since I left that message.
We went inside the house and we talked.
I told you I didn't know anything about the key, she said. But actually, my husband knows something.
Why didn't you tell me when I came? I asked.
I couldn't, because I just had a terrible fight with my husband.
But it was about my dad, who is dead.
I didn't tell you because I wanted to hurt my husband.
Why?
Because he had hurt me.
Why?
Because that's what people do, she told me.
I spent almost a year searching because of you.
But I called you months ago, just after you left.
You hurt me, I shouted angrily.
I'm very sorry, she said.
I was still angry, and I started to cry. She hugged me, and I started to calm down. But then, suddenly, From nowhere, a thought came to me, and I moved away from her.
Why did the message you left stop in the middle of a sentence? I asked.
Oh, that must be when your mom picked up the phone.
You spoke to my mom?
Yes, for a few minutes.
Did you tell her I came here? I asked. Did you tell her about the key?
Well, I thought she knew, so yes. I think we talked about all that.
I couldn't believe it. None of it made sense. Why hadn't Mom said anything? Or done anything? And then, the answer came to me. I suddenly understood why Mom never asked me where I was going when I went out. She didn't have to, because she knew. Maybe she had even seen my map and notebook. Now it made sense that Abe knew that I lived in Manhattan, and Alice had said, "Oh, it's you." Then Alan the doorman had said, "Good luck, Oscar," when I was sure I hadn't told him my name. They all knew I was coming. Mom had talked to them all before I went to see them. I thought about Mr. Black. He probably knew that I was going to knock on his door that day. Mom probably told him to look after me, to go around New York with me to keep me safe. Did he even really like me? Were his amazing stories even true? Were his hearing aids real? Did Grandma know? Did the renter know? Was the renter even the renter? I saw now that The Lock Mission was a theater play that my mom had written. And she already knew the ending when I was at the beginning. To check all of this, I asked Abby, "Was your front door open because you knew I was coming?" She didn't say anything for a few seconds, and then she said, "Yes." "Where is your husband?" I asked.
"He's my ex-husband. We're not married now. He's probably at work."